He rubbed his eyes.
Well, at least there is some good news. Let's start with that.
You probably know this already, but Tahiri Vela's trial is going well so far. The news media is reporting positively on it, and I spoke with Nawara Venn last night. He's impressed with how Bois 2 is handling it. Have you watched any of the proceedings?
Some.
Then you'll know that Ermuth Boitu is quite colorful.
Amner smiled a little, something he did not often do these days.
Perhaps a little color is just what is needed, he said. At any rate, that is good news. Though it was quite the blow when Dala's Jedi court did not permit him to represent Tahiri, Venn did say he had every hope of getting a favorable verdict, although I'm afraid it's impossible to exonerate her completely.
Tahiri's sincere regret at her actions, and her behavior since she had turned away from the dark side, were clearly standing her in good stead. He and all the other Jedi had been surprised, pleased but surprised, that Chief of State Dala had agreed to dissolve the Jedi court prior to the trial. He knew it was because Dala thought the case was open and shut. However, obviously, it was far from that.
Venn cautions us that the outcome is far from certain, and that the current climate of pro-Jedi sentiment is going to make the Chief of State unhappy.
Let her be unhappy,
Amner said, his voice almost but not quite a growl.
She wants to do things by the book. We are. She's got to live with the consequences. Now, what's the bad news?
Master Silgal is very concerned about the recent, well, wave, I guess is the word, of Jedi,
snapping,
supplied Hamner. Connie nodded.
Well, I am too.
There had been no fewer than 5 reports of Jedi, all of whom had been in shelter in their childhood years, going mad. 2 incidents had occurred within the last 36 hours. Even Luke Skywalker had found his hands full with one. Not a knight, thankfully, or even a Jedi proper, but a Force user who met the profile. One Dion Stad, Hamner believed his name was. Of course, Luke had not contacted him. Young Ben had contacted Silgal, and the information had reached Hamner through her. Hamner found himself longing for the days when one did not have to go through something akin to gymnastics in order to get and share information among the Jedi. He found himself longing for Luke Skywalker's return.
She's written a report going into detail about the most recent ones. Jedi Kunar Ban and Turi Altamic.
Both Kunar and Turi were humans, male and female. Ban, fortunately, had succumbed right here in the temple and been captured and confined without anyone outside knowing a thing about it. They had not been so lucky with Turi, who had led them on a brief chase when she managed to escape the temple. They had recovered her, but not before good old Javis Tyr had captured it on Holocam. There she had been, bigger than life, large green eyes wide with fear and determination, full lips shouting out accusations, short golden hair damp with the sweat of terror. She had made almost as big an impression on the public consciousness as Gisela Horne.